Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Amy Davis Navardauskas, who is the executive director of the Art Barn, my new favorite place to go. I just loved that day we had back in the summer when we had lunch there. It was just charming. And the
really
little chipmunk
day.
Running up my leg. Screamed like a girl. But I do that all the time. Anyway, Amy, you have a holiday event coming up.
We do.
Well, let's talk about it.
Yes. This is the first year that we are having this event, and we're calling it the Holiday Gift Gallery.
Yes.
And,
This is not a one-day event.
No, it's basically going to be an exhibition, but it's kind of like a market too.
Sure.
So it's going to be a lot of small items that people can
affordable art.
Yes.
That's appropriate for gift giving.
Exactly. Yes. You got it.
So it starts on November the 19th. What will happen on that day?
It opens on that day. So there's not going to be big fanfare on that particular day, but it will be open and people can start coming
shopping.
In and shopping. Mm-hmm. The opening is going to be on the 22nd of November from 5 to 7. And so people can come to the opening, meet the artists, and then they can stay.
That's a Friday evening.
They can stay for our open mic that Friday evening.
I see.
Because that's a fourth Friday.
Now, usually when somebody is interested in buying a piece of art from an exhibit, they have to wait to take it home until after the show's over. Is that going to be the case?
That is not the case.
I thought perhaps that was not the case.
They can walk away with the item. So.
And then you're going to replenish your stock.
We'll replenish our stock, or we'll kind of move things around and keep things looking nice as the stock kind of dwindles down.
So does the show run then through the holidays?
Yeah, it'll run through the holiday, and it should be coming down probably about January 9th-ish is about when we'll plan to take it down.
I think it's a clever idea.
Yeah,
that'll be good.
Yeah.
And this is a new event. What about the artists get all of the money? The Art Barn gets some of the money?
So we're doing it on a consignment basis.
Yeah.
So a little bit of the money comes to Art Barn, but a majority of it goes back to the artists.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come in and make a purchase, you're either supporting local artisans and artists as well as art programming. So when you think about, why should I come to Art Barn and, why should I go here instead of some other place that has artistic items? It's because you're supporting artists and art programs in your community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really great, great way to support.
That's a good thing.
Support artists.
You get a commission probably for selling art from your regular exhibits as well, don't you?
We do. We take about a 30% commission.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Yeah.
And you deserve it. You have So Art Barn, the primary activity of Art Barn is teaching, is classes.
Yeah, educational mission.
So we
have all kinds of different classes, and we run sessions throughout the year. So we have a very primarily educational mission.
Yeah,
so.
And you have a nice new ceramics program.
We do.
That's
taken
well.
Off. Yeah, it's going really well.
Yeah, for us too. It's just amazing how popular ceramics are currently, and I hope that they remain so.
I do too. I do too.
People seem to have they really bond as a group of students.
Yeah. Yeah.
Regardless of age group.
Yeah.
They really seem to enjoy doing it together. So the artists will be there on the Friday the 22nd.
Yes. Yes.
And you'll have nice wine and cheese.
Yes, we'll have some nice refreshments and nibbles for people to enjoy. They can meet artists, and then after the opening, people can stay for our open mic after the fact.
Tell us about that.
So Tim Rounds, who's sort of popular in Michigan City for his open mic events, he's going to be hosting, and so we'll have a nice lineup of performers scheduled, and people can enjoy the music. Usually, we have a pretty good lineup of people that play acoustic. There's usually quite a few people that read. So we have poets, storytellers. Sometimes we have some people that, tell jokes, but much more rarely. Usually it's spoken word and music.
So you do this on a monthly basis?
Yes.
Once a month?
Yeah, fourth Fridays.
Okay.
So
this is, that's great. So
yeah.
That sounds like fun. Well, that sounds like a good way to spend a Friday evening.
Yeah.
And I wish you much success with this new holiday art sale.
Yeah, thank you
that
so much.
That sounds great. Thanks for being here. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with a new edition of Eye on the Arts.